From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. WLRN has been hearing from listeners about how they're celebrating religious holidays in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. WLRN's Alejandra Martinez shares two stories.
Monica Munoz lives in Miami, is Catholic, and a mother of two. She told us her family's Easter celebration will not change despite coronavirus.
We'll do an Easter egg hunt at home with whatever candy we still have, and we'll have some special messages inside the eggs, like,
tonight you pick movie night, or you pick what's for lunch, or maybe even your turn to do dishes.
Many South Floridians have shifted their celebrations to online. Gina Trotz from Miramar is 64 and Lutheran.
The church service on Easter Sunday is typically a very joyous occasion, with the choir belting out the Hallelujah chorus at the end. This year, we'll be singing along from our beds.
You're hearing music from Trotz's church first virtual choir practice. And WLRN wants to hear how you and your family are handling holidays during the COVID-19 crisis. Whether it's Passover or Easter this upcoming Sunday, send us an email to talktous@wlrnnews.org. That's talktous@wlrnnews.org. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Miami.
If you're skilled with a needle and thread, and even if you're not, the Salvation Army of Broward County needs you. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that the nonprofit is looking for volunteers to help sew masks for homeless people and shelter workers. Although there are ways to make protective masks without a sewing machine, the Salvation Army prefers sewed masks, since they can be rewashed and re-sterilized to try to minimize waste. There are plenty of tutorials online, including from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, so please visit cdc.gov/coronavirus to find those instructions. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.